Allahu Akbar. It means God is great in Arabic. God is great. But is it? I just watched the most horrible film I've ever seen. It's a 44-minute compilation of Hamas body cams during the attack on October 7th. Meaning, you could put yourself inside the mind of Hamas while they performed their atrocities. Now, every time a terrorist killed or tortured someone, he shouted, Allahu Akbar. When they shot a dog, they screamed, Allahu Akbar. When they tried to decapitate someone with a shovel, they shouted, Allahu Akbar. One terrorist called his parents to tell them he killed 10 civilians with his bare hands, and their response was, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, kill, kill, kill. And I'm thinking, if you're saying God is great while actively seeking civilians to murder, it seems like you think your God likes to murder civilians. If you shout God is great while torturing a kid, it seems like you believe your God wants you to torture a kid. Is this what makes your God so great to you? Removing the eye of a father and then mutilating his daughter in front of him? I don't know, it kind of feels like Satan. It feels like you're worshipping Satan. You are praising some higher entity that enjoys torturing innocent civilians. This is textbook Satan. Now, I know Hamas don't exactly watch my videos, but that's okay. This video is not for them. It's actually made for moderate Muslims around the world. This is the current face of Islam. Look at all the horrors performed in the name of Islam, for the sake of Allah. Now, I'm sure this is not your Islam, and this is not the God you worship, but you have to understand that organizations like Hamas, ISIS and such embed the religion of Islam with the concept of terror. Islam and terror will go together like mac and cheese, and whenever you'll mention you're a Muslim, people will think about terror. Is this what you want? Of course not. So speak up. Yes, Muslim, you should speak up. You should be the first to speak up. The first to say, stop this madness. This is not my God. This is not my religion. In Israel, we fight Hamas side by side. Jews, Muslims, Christians, all of us realize the dangers of radical Islam. And so should all of you, no matter your religion. Because burning people alive is definitely not your religion. Muslims, we need to hear you say loud and clear, this is not my religion.